This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert.
We the unwilling, led by the unknowing, do the impossible for the ungrateful.
KJZZ commentator Diane Duffy.
This is the reality of every school district in Arizona. Who are we and what are we trying to do? First, let me give you the Reader's Digest version. Arizona has a new law for students who are not fluent in reading, writing, and speaking English. They will receive extra help, but this year the classes will last 4 hours a day. So, who are we and what are we trying to do? The unwilling are the majority of teachers who are reluctant to support a program with many trade-offs and few compromises. The unknowing are the administrators who receive no blueprint for implementation. The impossible is the law itself. 4 hours of English instruction out of a 6.5-hour school day. Do the math. The ungrateful are those who don't see the negative impacts on students and the rest of the school day. At first blush, an intensive program sounds like a great idea. It sounds like real commitment to student success. It sounds like someone hasn't done their homework. At any elementary, middle, or high school, the details are overwhelming and the trade-offs are dismissed. In elementary schools, there is insufficient time for consistent instruction for all students. The number of minutes to teach reading, writing, and math is mandated. It cannot be changed. Around those minutes, the teacher covers other subjects while some students come and go. Where? To services such as speech therapy, special education, and now English. Even districts that put all English learning students in one class have the same problem. There is not enough time to teach all students all subjects. In middle school, there are trade-offs, too. The 4-hour language requirement may be partially met in classes like social studies. However, students have less opportunity to take electives like band or technology. This is due to staff and schedule limitations. This is a shame. Electives aren't just fun classes. They are a student's first stepping stones to expand talents of personal interest. In high school, there's the ultimate trade-off. The dropout rate may increase. How? First, graduation will most likely be delayed because of the extra class requirements. Second, graduation is based on passing a fluency test, regardless of the student's grades in other subjects. One has to wonder just how old students will be before they graduate or give up. And then there's the AIMS. Based on the scores of this state test, schools are evaluated. They are labeled from excelling to underperforming. Yet these students take AIMS, even though they have missed instruction, even though they are not yet fluent. This isn't fair to the school or to the students. Don't get me wrong. The need is real. It's clear that this program is well-intentioned. It needs to be successful. It just needs some changes, some wiggle room, so to speak. But something's got to give. Until then, schools will continue to do the impossible, regardless of the gratitude they receive.
Diane Duffy teaches English language learning students at De La Mirada Elementary School in the Kyrene School District in Tempe. You can hear her commentary again at kjzz.org.